Blog Talk Radio.
Or home field advantage.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Up for Discussion, brought to you by 4 Home Field Advantage Sports Talk, where our motto is our home, our field, your advantage. Unlike ESPN, we do sports talk. Where did you talk sports? Is that a shot? Yes, it is. So what? Sue me. Come find me, Disney. Matter of fact, don't come find me. Y'all like the mafia. Leave me alone. Man, today is Wednesday, man, 7 o'clock, man, the 29th, and you know what it is, man. We are back with another great show. Good news, bad news. Marlon, which one you want first, good news or bad news?
I like the bad news first and get it out of the way.
All right, bad news is one member of 4 Home Field Advantage is not here, Rashad Davis. You want the good news now?
Okay, yeah, what's the good news?
All right, the good news is we are joined by a special guest, a group of guys I really respect. From DNA Sports Talk, Asa is here to join the show. He's going to sit in Rashad's spot. What's going on, Asa?
What's up? Sean, better be careful.
Man, check this
we
out.
We like the Temptations over here.
Y'all ain't nothing without David Ruff. But, hey, Rashad will be back next week. He is right now ghostwriting for Meek Mill, trying to help him get this disc record out. He got a few bars to give Meek. And hopefully he can retaliate against Drake. Look, as a dark-skinned man.
Got about 8 hours left, man. Well, not even eight. Four and a half.
Yeah, he got to come with it, man. He's too dark-skinned for this to be taking his L,
but
man.
Did he get a challenge, like, saying he got X amount of time? I don't know. I have been so busy, I ain't listening to nothing.
The city of Philly gave him 24 hours. That's just what I heard.
Oh.
24 hours, or he's going to have to move to Camden, New Jersey. That's just
whoa.
Hey, man.
Just what I heard.
Well, he got retaliated because isn't he on probation. He can't leave the city.
Well, hey, he on the move, man. He was just in Toronto.
Charged up.
Look here, man. Ricky didn't get shot in the back for this. Dark skin, we've been winning for a little while now, man. Come on, Meek. Come on, Meek.
You gotta give Drake one. It's almost like, you know, my man for the Braves hit the home run. They get one every once in a while.
So, yeah.
You know, David Justice. You gotta give him a little David Justice, and that's, you know, that's gonna be it. We'll be back after this.
Well, if Drake is like the Braves, he gonna lose it at the last minute.
Oh God, yeah.
Blow a save. Anyway, man, you know this is the sports talk. The way that you talk sports, we don't just do the normal. We talk the deeper issues, and today we're going to have a deep discussion about some of the biggest headlines. But you know what? Life ain't fair. It's never been fair ever since I was born. I won't tell you how old I am. Don't even matter. But life ain't fair. So if life ain't fair, why do we expect sports to be fair? What? Tom Brady, he cheated. So what? Everybody does. Life ain't fair. And it doesn't change with sports. With sports, there are double standards everywhere. And we know double standards is one of the most common human imperfection, unfairness that we experience in our lives, and it doesn't change with sports and their headlines. So we're going to jump into some headlines. Of course, we want you guys to be a part of the show. So if you could, just give us a phone call at 347-215-9490. That's 347-215-9490. And give us a call and join in on the topic. I guarantee you, I know you will have an opinion based off what we may say today. Do not sue me. I ain't got no money for you anyway. I got like a 5 Heartbeats DVD you might be able to get. That's about it. Matter of fact, you can't even have that. That's a legendary movie. Stay away from my 5 Heartbeats. Man, let's jump right into it, man. One of our legends. Hey, man, if you're an 80s baby, we've been losing lately. We've been losing a lot for the last month. Hollywood, well, I won't call him Hollywood. Hulkamania, Hollywood, however you want to describe him, Hulk Hogan is in the news for a racist rant that he went on. Really quick, the news story on that is WWE severed ties with Terry Bollea. We know him as Hulk Hogan. Due to an alleged racist rant that he went on in a 2012 sex tape. The release of that sex tape's transcripts generated audio that claimed that he used the, and you know, we don't try to use the word nigga, but I'm going to use the word nigga so that you understand what he said. He claimed to use the word nigga while he was discussing his daughter Brooke's apparent boyfriend. Some of the things he said, I don't know if Brooke was effing the black guy's son. I mean, I don't have double standards. I mean, I am a racist to a point. Effing niggers. But then it comes to nice people and stuff and whatever. He also went on to say, I mean, I'd rather she was going to blank some nigger. I'd rather have her marry an 8 foot tall nigger worth $100 million like a basketball player. I guess we're all a little racist. Blanking nigger. Those are not my words. I did not paraphrase. That is the exact transcript from Hulk Hogan. What do you guys think about that whole situation?
I thought he was talking about a Kardashian for a second, but I digress.
They do like their 8 foot tall niggers.
That is true.
That could easily be Lamar Odom.
This is true. This is true.
I mean, like you said, it's, we lose in the 80s. It's a lot of unveiling going on. So, you know, at the end of the day, I look at this more of a business move for worldwide, you know, entertainment federation or whatever, the wrestling. The same thing that you would look at with the contracts old girl had, the cooking lady.
Hey, y'all, it's Paula Deen.
You know, you get those long-time contracts, and then you locked in.
Her food's still good.
And then as soon as you can dump out of those contracts, why not? You know what I mean? So, you know, not knowing any more detail as far as what kind of contracts Hulk Hogan had, but, I, you know, him... You know, all the original guys, they got long standing contracts. You know, they still bring in money, and that's money that you don't have to I don't have to pay you no more. So it's a breach of contract. Is you know.
Well, the way WWE works, they create like all the older guys, they have legends contracts, they call them. Hogan's legend contract was a little bit different because he was doing Tough Enough and he was doing something else. So they have to probably pay him out for Tough Enough, but the actual legends part, which is just more so about appearances, unless it was negotiated within the legends contract, those usually the way Vince does those, you can just sever ties those quickly.
He
cuts those legends quick.
Well, that's it. So that's why I feel maybe it's more, you know, he had more going on with the contracts than just, you know, as easy as to back off. And like I said, you know, if you can unload that old money, I'm looking for anything. And this ain't the first time that Hulk Hogan done tripped out in the last decade or so. You know, I mean, we got obviously audio proof now, but this ain't the first time. That's why I said I think it's more about just the contract and timing. You know what I mean? Everybody's sensitive now. So, you know, timing is everything. You know, what goes on today, depending on what's in the headlines, you might have got away with it 5 years ago or you know, 10 years ago. But now, you know, since everything is front and center, It's hard. I mean, look at we don't talk about it. Look at Ray Rice and Brittany Griner. You know what I mean? Who's the poster child and who ain't? It's just timing.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of being a poster child, So right now, Hogan is the poster child of racism. let me ask you guys this question, very straightforward. Do you think that what he said was racist? I'll start with you, Marlon.
Well, you know something, Mean Gene.
Honestly, do I think what Hogan said was racist? I am a firm believer in, I think that everyone has prejudice within them. And the reason why I say that is because the definition of prejudice is, like, it's a lack of understanding. You know, we laugh when comedians say, you know, like when Bernie Mac said, you know, like, we ain't like white people. We don't go to our death to eat our cheese sandwich. You know, that was funny to a lot of people, you know, but, you know, a white person can be sitting there saying, oh, you guys really think I go to my death to eat a dang on cheese sandwich? And I think you go to your death and eat real. But then, oh, you can't say that. I'm going to go get Al Sharpton. So it's just a point of prejudice. I think all of us are prejudiced to a certain extent. You're just being cognizant of what you are and respecting people. Do I think Hogan is racist? I think that in the era, the sport that he's in, I think that it's just a testosterone-driven sport, and I think that's just how they talk. That's just my opinion. But I don't, because, I mean, like, you got to think about Hogan is someone, he's hung out with Shaq. Him and Mr. T, they had to be around each other for, like, 3 years, like, hand and fist together, trained together for the first three WrestleManias. No, two WrestleManias, I'm sorry. I don't think he's a blatant racist. I think that he's stupid.
I think it's every conversation every man has with his daughter, whether it's white or black.
Ooh. Expound on that.
At the end of the day, I think it's just every... Like I say, I think it's every... If we all have expectations, I'm not sure at this table who all have children that don't have kids, but we all have expectations for our family members.
Correct.
And I think it's when it comes to fathers and daughters, vice versa, mothers and sons, I think there's certain expectations that we want to see our kids do. And so is he a racist if he wants his daughter to bring home somebody that look like him?
Interesting.
Vice versa. You know what I mean? Am I racist because I want my daughter to bring somebody home to look like me? Now, if she brings somebody home differently, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I may or may not have an attitude. I would hope he would be good, and I specifically said he, so you can take that how you want it. You know what I mean? But once again, so now you see what I'm getting at? So
yeah,
now you going to tell me I'm homophobic?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
We all have expectations. So I just think, you know, he was talking in a – I'm gonna get outside of that and be like, he was probably frustrated, maybe disappointed. That don't make him a racist. And I'm going back with you. You know, there's some gray area. You know,
right.
You know, then we get into that. You know, do white folks have the right to use the word and black folks don't or whatever? You know, we could talk about that till our eyes are blue.
Yeah.
But he might be able to get away with that with Mr. T.
Yeah.
But he won't be able to get away with that with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So how comfortable are you?
Fight him.
I might hit him with something. It won't be a big fist.
I think he used to see him.
but you know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, it's so much in this. That's why I'm going straight back to, I think it's just a contract move. So, you know, bet we finally got something that we can really hang over your head and cancel these contracts.
But
that
he
we got
been through worse. Vincent Hulk been through worse.
But look at the tone that's going on right now.
I think
you see what I'm saying?
I think that if you gauge society right now, he had to get rid of Hulk.
Yeah. But before, it didn't matter.
Right, they've been through.
And they wasn't making as much money as they making now 10, 20 years ago. You know what I mean? They were making money, but WWE, man, you go to the Georgia Dome, it's more people there than a preseason game.
Okay, let's
say
it.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's say it is. Like, what about if Cena would have said it?
Is he more of a brand now? If
he's the face of the company.
He's the face of the company.
Then they would have figured a way to the weather the storm. Yeah. Right. Dollar's a brand. Like I said, Hulk Hogan ain't bringing a lot of money in. We know him. Little kids ain't running around talking about because you just said, I ain't know who you were talking about. I did not remember. I know his face now. So Hulk Hogan ain't bringing no money to WWE.
Not now.
Money's going out because of Hulk Hogan because I got to pay this old joker. You know what I mean? To do what? Because he's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
So it's more of a money thing, and now we got something to use. But is he a racist? I'm not going to go that far. You know what I mean? I'm not.
I don't think he's a racist.
Was the stuff he said was racist? Yes. You know what I mean? Or, you know, but then again, like I said.
He called Jamie Foxx a nigga.
Yeah, he did. If you've seen Horrible Bosses. I like you, Jamie. This is true. Man, did a song with Soulja Boy. But you guys mentioned something. WWE is in a certain situation, so it made sense. We kind of understand why they're making this move. Hulk Hogan, at the time of that sex tape, was going through an ugly divorce, dealing with his son. We see he had feelings about his daughter and her career that didn't.
Yeah, he got feelings for his daughter.
So,
I've been saying that for years.
But I mean, he had all these things going on at the time that this sex tape. Which let's understand what the sex tape is.
Have y'all seen it?
No, Gawker put it up.
I've seen it.
He got sued. You know,
I've seen it.
So, I mean, I don't
I wasn't impressed.
I don't want to see Terry doing all this.
So, it was
so much.
It was boring.
It's
he just got on top of him like, and he's like, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm gonna go get me something to eat. I eat like a pig. And then he got up and walked off. And he came back, nigger this, nigger that, 8 foot nigger. That's it.
So okay, here's my point. The around that sex tape is. That was his friend. I forgot his name. Just that quick.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge. Bubba the Love Sponge offered his wife to Hogan. It wasn't like he helped. You know, he helped cheat or anything.
I know you're going through a lot. Man, come on, screw my wife. Get it off you.
And Hogan said eventually, you know, one day he just said, you know what, I'm sick of all this stuff, sick of Linda, you know, just gonna knock this woman off. And of course, Bubba the Love Sponge, we learn later on, he's behind the whole thing. He set the tape up and tried to get some money off of it. That's his best friend. So you think about all the things surrounding that. Does that help y'all understand a little more what he was doing during Pillow Talk?
Look, this is my opinion. Hulk Hogan has the worst. I don't know if they're his friends or whatever you want to say, but I have never seen a man be in the circumstance of being recorded as much as Hulk Hogan. Something is always going on with him.
This is true.
He got in trouble for saying good things happen to. I mean, sometimes bad things happen to bad people when he was talking to his son via the hospital when his son was in that car accident and killed that other kid. The steroid scandal. Hogan is just, he puts himself in the dumbest position. And I don't think he's ever really understood his celebrity. The reason why he didn't drop the lawsuit, let's be honest. The reason why he didn't drop the lawsuit is because Linda cleaned him out. So he didn't drop the lawsuit against Gawker so he can get that money back. Because he sued them for $100 million. They even came to him and said, look, we're going to release the audio if you don't drop this tape, and we got you. He said, you know what, brother? The power of Hulkamania says I'm going to win either way. And they said, all right, you really think you're going to win? Watch this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'm along those lines. Like, I'm not going to say I understand, but it's pillow talk, you and your feelings. I mean, men do some stupid stuff after we have released tension in a horizontal manner.
I just go eat and go to sleep.
You mentioned steroids. I mean, I think some of this is, you know, you got steroids. You know, the WWE went through that hole where you had a couple of wrestlers, you know, doing murder, homicide, and, you know, and the steroids was an issue as far as roid rage and all that kind of stuff. So, it may not take much to really set Hulk off. You know what I mean? At this point, and he's older, So, you know, old people don't take much to set old people off, too. So,
it really don't.
So, a combination of all that, that's why I can't go. I mean, we go back to the Clippers. That's an old dude. He old.
He has
AIDS. Do you think he really would talk that way at 35? You get what I'm saying? You more cognizant of what you got going on. But now he's 75, 80, got one foot in the casket on the banana peel. He's saying whatever. It's easy to catch you. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. That's a good point. We look at famous people, and we don't take into account their status as sick, health, age, whatever. You know, we just treat them like they 25-year-old, full competent, you know, doing things.
But he's been getting in trouble for many years. And one more thing about the WWE. I have really been busy, like, so I haven't had time to look at the network or the websites or whatever to see how much they have taken him off. But I've heard that they have, like, evaporated him. Like, he don't even exist. So it made me think, if they took away, like, his WrestleMania match against Andre Giant and all that stuff, how come I still see Chris Benoit on there? I mean, Chris Benoit killed a whole family. I would rather deal with somebody that said nigga didn't kill the whole family.
Yeah.
So wait, Benoit get a pass and he laid Bibles by their head? I don't know yet because I have not.
Right.
I wouldn't have. One of the callers have been on the network to see have they removed Hogan's matches and stuff.
Right.
That would be, you know, interesting to know. But I know for a fact Benoit still, he was on that network. And I just, like last month, I just watched when him and Eddie Guerrero won at WrestleMania and won the world title. The same year.
Well, see, from what I hear, Hulk Hogan, his matches are still on the network, but a lot of his personage, like the
that's good then.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame stuff, I mean, that's been removed.
Okay, well, that's fair.
So
that's the same thing they did with Benoit then.
Right. They,
okay.
They still want to get the money. Anyway.
they're going to
get paid off him regardless. WWE is no different than NFL.
Yeah. But anyway, you mentioned the callers. Again, the number to call is 347-215-9490. We want to hear from you, especially after I asked the gentleman this question. With Hulk Hogan, if he replaced those racist terms and he was talking about Middle Eastern people, would there still be an issue?
No. Next question.
I would say for WWE purposes, because they're trying to expand on their brand, as far as with the WWE, yes, maybe not the public backlash that he's getting.
Oh, so if Hogan was like, them Al-Qaeda's, I'd rather she date a rich Al-Qaeda than a poor Al-Qaeda.
I don't think it wouldn't be a public outrage. I think other than African Americans, every other outrage is handled behind closed doors.
I think probably would have made the same decision.
I think just Asian people handle their social problems behind closed doors. Jews handle their problems behind closed doors.
Oh, you
know,
would have never got
it's
to this
it would,
point.
No, exactly. It wouldn't be a public matter. They handle their stuff behind closed doors.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And, you know, they close ranks, make sure some financial decisions are made, and then, you know, we go on about our way, and then everybody else is wondering, oh, well, why did they make that decision for XYZ? Because they took care of that business financially behind closed doors. I think we the only ones that out there running around throwing up signs saying kumbaya or whatever and trying to handle the problems publicly and not, you know what I mean, in a different way. But I think that's a whole, I mean, it's, that's just my opinion.
All right.
I'm with you. I get it. I just think that I think as far as within the WWE, because how they are over in Iraq now, how they are over in Asia, or, you know, they go to different, I mean, they have a European tour. I think that he would have been
right. But as far as the media.
But as far as the media, it would not have been a public outlash because of the double standard that the media set.
Good close friend to the show, Mike B from On the Bench with Mike B's radio show. He said if he would have dropped Mexican, it would have been a problem.
Oh,
he said, and
because
I believe,
they're so close with wrestling in
right.
general.
So I understand that. But from a media and a social media standpoint, I don't think it would have been a huge problem only in the Hispanic or Latin American community. Now, Asa was talking about what's handled behind closed closed doors, speaking of behind closed doors, if he had used that term towards gay people, would it have been better or worse?
Oh, it would have been worse than black people. That's right now. It's hot.
I'm almost torn.
It's hot, bro.
I mean, I get you. You're going to understand. When we get to another topic later, you'll understand why I sound almost torn. I think it depends on, I think gay men, no. Gay women, yeah. Lesbians, yes.
Ooh, okay.
Men, no.
Okay.
He could have dropped the F-bomb, all kind of stuff. No.
I don't know.
Women,
like,
yes.
I think that if he would have, see, this is my problem with the whole homosexual thing. Like, if he would have said it, yeah, I think it would have been a problem, but if he would have named a rich homosexual, it would have been like a public outcry, because as a society, we let money blind us.
If he had dropped the F-bomb and all that, and any one of them wrestlers is gay, this would have been an opportunity for them. Opportunity for them to make money. Then all of a sudden, we would have had the first openly gay wrestler win the belt, and it would have been money for WWE. Now, if he had made those comments and it was about a woman, a lesbian, then I think the reaction would have been same. I just feel, you know, we'll get into it. Like I said, I got some real, I might have a Hulk Hogan snap. I got some real issues with some other stuff. You know what I mean?
But he going to drop a leg, bro.
People's choice, baby.
Bruh.
People's elbow. But circumstance, I think it was a guy, didn't know. They would have turned it and made money out of it. Women, it would have been an issue.
I actually can see your point. I don't know if I 100% agree, but I can actually see your point there. Usually we wait a little later to take some phone calls, but this is such a hot button topic. Let's jump into a few phone calls. Because we have more topics, we want to see if you can keep your comments about 3 minutes of 3 minutes or less, and we promise you we might be able to bring you back into the show a little later. Let's see if we can take a quick phone call. We're going to say the last four of your phone number. At that time, you can speak. If you don't want to speak, press 1. It'll take you out of our queue. Last four of your phone number, 3824. That's 3824. You're now on with 4 Home Field Advantage. What you got? 3824. You're now on with 4 Home Field Advantage. What up?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Hold on. I think I heard him.
I did. I heard him.
Caller, you there? Hey, what's going on? Is this Mike Beasley?
Y'all doing all right? Y'all keeping it going tonight. Definitely a hot topic. I think, you know what, it's interesting that y'all talked about, like, Hogan. I think he actually did say something. I think something came out that he did use the F word, too. So I think there's some news on that.
Yeah, he did.
That's what I thought. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, too. He's just really losing this week. But he's losing. And I don't think he really cares. I think when, like you said earlier, when you get old, you just say what you want. But, I mean,
oh,
it's just something to talk about, kind of like Donald Sterling last year. So we're going to see how that plays out and see what the WWE does. And I don't think they're going to do anything. They're going to just sweep it on the rug like they do a lot of stuff. But y'all keep it going, though, man. Y'all got it cooking today, man.
We appreciate that, man. Stick on the phone, man. We got more topics, more hot statements to come. All right, let's see if we can take one more phone call before we keep going. Last four of your phone number is 6869. 6869, you're on with 4 Home Field Advantage. What's up?
Hey, y'all. It's Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, I just tuned in about 10 or 15 minutes ago, but I think that I was agreeing with everything. I think, though, that if it had been a Mexican type of statement, that there actually would have been some social backlash just because of what, you know, you see, just ask Donald Trump, you know what I mean? Like, they got off up in him. So, and that was on a political level, but it spilled over into the entertainment, you know, and everything. So I think that he would have gotten some social backlash had he said anything dealing with Mexicans or Hispanics. Otherwise, I'm looking forward to the rest of the show, y'all.
All right, Kim, we're going to bring you back in. I got a feeling you're going to have something to say about a couple topics a little later.
I think I will, too.
Thank you always for giving us a call again. That number is 347-215-9490. This is Up for Discussion, brought to you by Four Home Field Advantage Sports Talk. We are joined by Asa. Again, Rashad is out right now. He's helping Mike Meat Meal drop them bombs.
But how you at, Rashad? We'll get hit next week. Look, but, okay, I don't know. This is just my thought, what Mike B was saying. I think Hogan does care because Hogan is money hungry. Like, Hogan does not like being broke.
Yeah.
That has been well documented. Like, he been going through it. He wants some money. Like, have y'all seen some of the stuff he's done for money?
Right, yeah, I agree.
I think they all like that. But
I'm about to say some butt.
Father time is undefeated, man. You know what I mean? So that's why I said I'm gonna go with him just being off his rocker, little steroids, and you know, just it's easy to slip now. You know, it's you gotta be perfect not to. The person I admire right now, period, the last, say, 25 years,
Derek
Jeter. he's the Obama of sports. Like, it ain't nothing on this dude. I don't know. So it's hard to, you know what I mean, not to slip up.
We ain't even discussed that.
Exactly, but you start thinking about, you start naming a player, we can name a situation he done got caught up in. Some more than others, but, you know.
All right. Yeah. But I also heard this on ESPN and a couple of other outlets. What is it that people expect for WWE to do? Like, I think that they've done everything that they can.
I don't think there's more than much more they can do, and I don't think it's, you know, I mean, it's something to talk about for the cycle. You know what I mean? The 24-hour, 48-hour cycle.
I'm a little pissed with ESPN with their comments.
Hold on before we. Of course, we can go on and on about Hulk Hogan, but since we're going to talk about ESPN, let's talk about somebody who jumped on a social media issue. ESPN jumped all over this. I don't even know how they caught up with it. I didn't know they was on Instagram like this. Let's talk a little LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy, just in case you haven't heard that headline, the Buffalo Bills' new running back posted on Instagram an invitation to a private party, specifying that it was females only and a 21 and over event. Now, the guests would have to RSVP, but guess what they got when they RSVP'd? It was an email that basically said that the guests must provide a picture and their social media handles. The guests must sign a confidentiality agreement. No plus one, so don't bring your ugly friend. And the guests will receive a pickup and drop-off location information and attire in the confirmation email. Now, of course, he got a lot of backlash, first of all, because he was dumb enough to put the Buffalo Bills logo in the background. But not only that, he got a little backlash from the fact that, again, Marla, like you said, sometimes they forget they're famous. You know, you put out basically all girls can come through. The only man going to be there is my homeboy. It sounds like a rape fest to some women. So that's the way they took it. ESPN caught on and became a bigger story. What you guys think about that?
Two things. That's why he didn't want to go to Buffalo. Because I can go online right now in Atlanta and find that same. That's why he want to go to Buffalo. There's nothing to do. So, tonight,
bruh,
I can hit up Peachtree Street and name a couple of places tonight. That's how it's going down. Definitely the weekend. You just had the car bike show here in Atlanta. So you already.
It's true.
So it's timing, location. You can't now. You can't use the NFL logo or the
that was stupid.
That's the main, and I don't think that's him. I think that's whoever his team is. You know, whoever's on this. You know, you cannot use, when you're doing those kind of events or whatever, it's strict. Can't use the logo, MLB, NHL, any of those.
Right.
It cannot be used. So that's why Buffalo Bills was like, you got to shut it down.
Yeah.
If he had just went through. If 4-H, if Four Home Field Advantage was a marketing company, and you just put the four, you know what I mean, and that was it.
Right. Yeah.
Because I could sell my name all day long. You know what I mean? And he would have been fine. But that's where he messed up at. You know, ESPN is bored right now, though. I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know if
there's nothing going on.
Yeah. So they just jumping on whatever.
Everything.
Yeah. It's, you know, LeBron ain't doing nothing stupid. you know,
yeah,
the people you want to kind of jump on the back off in baseball, you know, like we talked about before we got on air about A-Rod, but he, you know, you can't use him because he got steroids behind him, so you can't really use, you know, he's having an MVP season.
He's
in my
a bright
opinion,
spot.
You know what I mean? But you can't use him. He's,
right.
So what else we got? Slow season.
Slow season right now.
So they just jumping on whatever, man. Caitlin, that's why I was like, man, we make sure we put Caitlin in here. 2 years ago, that's a good filler. You so that's
you right, Marlon. What you got on that?
LeSean
McCoy.
Well, you know in private conversations how I feel about LeSean McCoy personally. I respect him as a football player. I respect him as a man, but I have some problems with him running his mouth because he kind of comes off as a player scorned. So I have issue with that.
Even when he tried to justify the party, he said that he would reschedule it as a smoothie party. But then he got very sarcastic. And
the hell is a smoothie party? You talking about like the drink?
Hey, bro, that's what he said. Smoothie party. That's what he's doing.
That sounds like the Quaaludes to me.
Yeah. What the Quaaludes in the pudding?
But I think that it was is just very immature about. It's very immature to do something like that. With these athletes, and I mean all of them, they have to maybe except for a baseball player, if they stay healthy the majority of their career. Everyone else, you're playing sports is a phase of your life.
True.
And you have to think beyond that because it's not going to last forever. You know, I mean, let's think about it. It just seemed like yesterday to me that LeSean McCoy got drafted. I mean, what year is he in? Like year five?
Five or six.
So he only has like, what, maybe 3 years?
Nah, because he's 26. He got 6 years. You know, running backs don't fall off till 30. Definitely 30.
Yeah.
32, you know, depending on, you know.
And he's safe because he had a break last year because he didn't get used that much.
Mm-hmm.
But my point to that is, to do something as immature as that, you know, if you want to do that, there's a better way of doing it.
Right, exactly.
You don't even have to use your name. You know, I just wish that Derek Jeter would write a book.
Oh, man.
Or give some kind of class.
He needs glasses. He needs to be in a university.
You don't give them kind of trade secrets away.
I agree, but somebody needs to help these guys. You don't give them kind of trade secrets away.
I'm letting you know right now.
Somebody
got to
help them.
You don't give them trade secrets.
You remember the movie Will Smith, Hitch?
Hitch, yeah.
That's how he got to be secretive like that. He got to start dishing out this stuff. Because like Marlon said, LeSean McCoy needs this. He would have told him, like, hey,
and
confidentiality agreement, that's smart. Yeah. Don't advertise it. Like,
but you know what, though? Okay. What is a confidentiality agreement going to do? If I'm a fine woman, right, 25, 26 years old, you know, got everything he want that he'll be looking for in that woman, but she ain't got no dang on money. So when you take her to court and sue her, what you going to get? And then what else are you going to get? Okay, you're going to take all your money because she exposed you. You're going to take all your money to go through all this legal stuff.
The confidentiality agreement, if you're going to do it that way, kind of saves you from all that headache. You know what I mean? So, you know. So, basically, at that point, if she signs it. But no. So, let's say she signs it, though. Let's say she signs it.
Okay.
Now, you've basically proven that you was in agreement with what was going on. You get what I'm saying? So now you can't come back. You can't come back 35 days later or 35 days later and have a photo shoot of all your girlfriends talking about we ain't know about the Quaaludes. Yeah, I'm going back to, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying, though,
it's Buffalo. Like I said before, it's certain places you can't get a, you can't, have you been to Buffalo?
I don't want to.
Okay, it's the equivalent of, let's say, Gwinnett County.
I'm getting locked up, man.
With no Atlanta.
No Buffalo.
You know what I mean? So I got to make it all happen right there. It's not a place where you want to be.
But my point, though, like when you get, okay, you sign the confidentiality clause, right? She can't say you raped her. She can't say anything. But if she wanted to come out, you're exposed. What you did was exposed. So now you're going to go through all this legal stuff, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get what out of her?
No, I don't. You're protecting your brand.
I think
I get what you're saying.
But image. I'm talking more so about your image.
I know. That's
now,
what
think
I'm saying.
About when you're 35 years old and you're somebody want to hire you for player personnel and they start
outside.
Oh, you know he got in trouble. We don't think he'd be good for our players.
Outside of quarterbacks and defensive backs, most NFL players don't have an image. Start looking at who you see on ESPN and whatever. Outside of quarterback and D-backs.
Somebody like him got a big mouth.
Outside of quarterbacks and D-backs, tell me really who has an image. I mean, as far as NFL players, I don't see a lot of, you know, you might have Mark Schlereth or whatever. You got a couple of old linemen, a couple of them. But for the most part, it's the quarterbacks and the D-backs that become the face of the NFL.
But
Deion. You know, you can name any quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you're right. But when you think about LeSean McCoy, he's a personality.
Where?
I mean, he's the one. He's running that mouth a lot. He's getting noticed.
He still is not noticed to the grand
not to the
game
mass.
Of things.
Not to the mass.
Yeah. Most people won't even take him out on the street.
But Ryan, okay.
I was in Miami over the summer about 2 months ago. I walked right past and I was like, I think that was LeSean McCoy. And I was like, well, whatever. Didn't want to run back and be like, you know what I mean? Then was watching and was like, he was down there training, you know, off-season training. I was like, I did. Walking down the street, ain't nobody know this. I'm talking about walking down South Beach. Ain't nobody know who this Joker was, but he like 5'4". He little, too.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I'm just being honest. He's not, you know, I'm 6'1".
Right.
I'm looking over him. So, he 5'9", whatever. So, when people think of football players, they always think of huge, gigantic dudes, and, you know, most of those guys are between 5'9 and 6'2". They're not all, you know, they're
true.
In shape, but they're not all statue, like, say, basketball players.
True.
So that's why I'm asking you.
I'm skinny.
What image does he have? I'm trying to figure out what image.
Well, what I mean, like, Ryan Clark, I think a lot of people walk by him. But, well, like, with LeSean McCoy, like.
But Pittsburgh, another place. If it wasn't for the Steelers, you don't do nothing there either.
And I heard it's very depressing there.
But since we're talking image, this enters the double standard. With LeSean McCoy and this party, specifically this party, can a woman have this same party? And if so, how would the media treat it?
Is she going to have a pudding pop party? Like just like how he's having a smoothie party?
She's going to have a party. It's going to be a party. You got to sign a confidentiality agreement. All my homegirls going to be there. Number dudes, no plus ones. You got to look good. Come through.
Just balls out.
You going to make me admit something I thought I'd never admit. Woman ain't throwing a party. Well, she ain't advertising it.
That's a whole nother
thing.
If this is Skylar Diggins,
they got handlers.
She throws this party, or she puts this up. Does the media handle it the same way?
I want to say no. And I'm gonna do you one better. I think that if what's the Trufant boy we have here in Atlanta?
Desmond.
If Desmond Trufant was to do it, I don't even think the media would be all over.
Well, let's stick to women.
But my point is, it's just because LeSean McCoy. He has been so personable with ESPN as far as outing his coach, his old coach and all that stuff. So he's out there. I don't think that any woman, any other non-noticeable football male player, no, they wouldn't say anything.
Okay.
It's just him because of his relationship with Stephen A. and the rest of the NFL and the rest of the ESPN brass. So he did something stupid. It's boring because it's just baseball right now. No training camp. So I think that's why they got.
Well, in sticking to the double standard, let me ask you guys a question. In general, if a woman hangs around a bunch of dudes and she throws a party where it possibly could be some horizontal poker, she's considered a hoe, a thot, and all kind of other kind of names.
I thought it was whore.
Hoe, whore, same thing. Well, one of them you can dig in the garden with. You can dig in the garden with a whore. But when you get to the men, it's all about whether or not he was being smart or intelligent, or if he should have did it better. With the woman, like Asa said, it's almost going to be like, you shouldn't have threw the party in the first place. Is that true or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So with her image, and we were talking about image, if a person like Skylar Diggins throws this party, or at least allegedly, even
the first reason why they're not throwing the party, not making no money. So
true.
If
good point.
Once again, if I'm a promoter, I already know who. Not a knock against WNBA, but who am I going to promote? They're going to bring in a drug for people.
Well, if it's Lisa Leslie, you get a lot of women.
But she, but you hit it right on the head. So it's you got once again.
I don't think she is. Is she?
I don't know. I'm just saying. End of the day, how many female athletes can I really promote to make the party happen?
Nobody probably, but Serena and Skylar.
I
don't even think Skylar would get it done. Serena would.
Yeah. But and then even at that though, if I was a youth Serena, I'm gonna have too many dudes. Because the whole point I'm throwing the party is to probably have more women.
Oh, I'm fine. You
get what I'm saying? So I mean, I can't, you know, double standard. There's also some economics here. I can't use. Men aren't naturally gold diggers. If, you know,
I get what you're saying.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I
so we're not, you know, I'm going to the party because I know if LaShawn McCoy is on the headline, I know what that brings to the, you know what I mean?
Money.
I know what that brings to the event.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure what Skylar Digger, because I'm going to see Skylar, but then me, every dude here got a problem because my A1 game is at,
right.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it's, I get you saying double standard, but I don't think it is a standard. I don't think women don't get, I'm going to say used in that way.
Well, I think you even said a double standard in there. Just the motives behind throwing a party is different. When LaShawn McCoy threw this party, we knew what it was.
Yeah.
You're trying to get your buzz up. But if a woman throws this party, we would either, you know, we got to talk about her intentions, or we just assume she's doing this for fun
charity or whatever.
We're like, oh, it's a charity for only men. Like, we don't even think of it as double standard there.
Yeah.
All right, we mentioned Serena. Let's jump to Serena really quick. In case you didn't hear that story, stupid editorial, but I'll let you be the judge of that. Again, call the number 347-215-9490 if you want to chime in. On the eve of Serena's win over in Wimbledon, the New York Times came under fire when they basically put out an article that talked about her body image. The article seemingly criticized Serena's physique in comparison to non-black women on the WTA tour, who make it a point to not mirror her frame, regardless of whether it would bring more success on the court. Someone was even, in that article, it was even said, Williams has large biceps and a mold-breaking muscular frame, which packs the power and athleticism that have allowed her to dominate tennis for years. Her rivals could try to emulate her physique, but they choose not to. What did you guys think about that article, really quick?
And double standard, but that's also a racial thing there, because that's the same nonsense they were talking about with Tiger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, or whenever an athlete, specifically black, gets ahead of the game, it you know, that goes all the way back to, what's my man that used to be on ABC Sports? And he was like, look at that monkey run. my man, Jimmy the Greek. ESPN. ESPN. And he was basically, he was like, call us monkeys, you know, just straight out. But he was trying to talk about physique and, you know what I mean, and all that kind of stuff. That's what they do when they start getting their heads handed to them. You know what I mean? You know, at the end of the day, their golden egg has always been Sharapova. And she ain't beat Serena in 15 years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But then when you look at Sharapova's, we talked about this a few weeks ago, as far as double standards. And, you know, if Serena was a man, the Williamses were men, they would be gods over here. So we talk about the Manning brothers, and they only got three Super Bowls. Two of them belong to the one that's not even better than the older brother. You know what I mean?
True.
But I got Williams sisters who won Wimbledon 14 out of the last 17 years.
Yeah.
You talking about dominating the sport? But Serena, I just seen her have a Chase commercial a couple of weeks ago. Sharapova got every watch company you could think of, every European car company. She's a model. She got, you know, beauty stuff. Not saying Serena doesn't do certain things. I know somebody brought up one time Serena and the sister, they bought into the Marlins or the Dolphins. You know what
Dolphins,
I mean?
Yeah.
But I bet you she used her own money. You get what I'm saying? So the double standard is almost, to me, that's just straight racist. And that's what they do, like I said, when they get their heads handed to them.
But there
are
plenty of women that's built like John Cena on their tour that are white women. So, I mean, matter of fact, on Facebook, I put up a picture of one. I don't know her name, but that lady.
She was muscular.
She was built way better than John. Damn, John. I'm sorry. She was built way better than Serena. Like, she had guns.
The American soccer team looked like Serena compared to the rest of their competition. You know what I mean? If you look at the women's team in soccer compared to the rest of the world's women's team, they are huge.
But
maybe outside of Germany.
Yeah.
But so once, like I said, once again, when they getting their heads handed to them,
right?
It's you know, that's all they got left.
It's just like when you said about Tiger. When as long as these guys are passing whatever test that they are passing. And if they want to go to the gym and get a personal trainer, and I love John Daly, but if they don't want to walk around looking like John Daly, then that's fine. That's fair. Serena is built. She is built.
Mm-hmm.
But there are plenty of women on the WTA tour that is built just like her. I watch women's tennis.
Agreed.
And she just has ability. Because some of these women, they're not on her level.
It's a pedigree in her, too, and I think that's what people ignore.
She had an uptick, too, though. Like, you know, obviously she's, what, 30, right?
Somewhere around
she's
there.
30, 31. 31, which is, you know, grandma age.
And I'm still going to marry her one day.
But, after me. but, I mean, she bloomed late. Because, you know, Venus was the one that was more physical dominant.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Serena kicked in. Blossom late. I want to say like 24, 25.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when Venus started, you know, kind of coming off, you know, what she got ill, what she got Crohn's or whatever.
She had some kind of autoimmune.
Autoimmune, yeah. That, and then she also decided to have a life, started, you know, wanting to be married or whatever the case may be. So, you know what I mean? So those type of things. So I think, you know, it's a lot more going on with Serena that, you know, they refuse to kind of look at. Like I said, I think she's a late bloomer in the sport, especially physically. And then now, you know, the advancement. You work out 24/7. I got nutritionists. I got, you know what I mean?
But it's like she really has not, like you were just saying, she bloomed late. Those girls, well, Venus early played a lot.
Yeah.
Serena just really started playing a lot.
She couldn't beat her sister. That's my point, because she couldn't beat her sister.
Because she only played in, like, the majors, and then maybe like a few sub major tournaments. Now she plays like almost full time on the WTA.
Yeah.
So
double standards, races. What box you want me to check off?
that's a good one actually about the race, because it does have hints of racism. And somebody wrote an editorial towards that article and actually said the same thing. It is basically an attack on her race. All right, let me ask you this question. In general, the general notion is we don't comment on the physiques of, I'm going to try to be as best as I can, unattractive women that much. Are we commenting on her because she is an attractive woman and people are, the general misogynistic, you know, people in media are afraid to be attracted to a woman, not only of color, but of that physique?
Some people think Serena is not attractive.
I understand that, but I'm saying, in general, are we talking about her because she is attractive? There are, like you said, there are plenty of women on the WTA circuit who have similar physiques.
I think they're talking about her because she's successful. Because I know, let me tell you, it's been certain circles I've been in, and people are like, why do you like her? You really think she's attractive? What? And then, like, I have to, you know, restrain myself.
Well, women are they most
fighting.
Women can be their most. Women can be their most. They're most.
No, these are dudes of a different color.
Well,
I'd be like, that's who she dates, y'all. I
get her back. I see where you're going. I mean, I see where you're coming from with that. I'm more so is because she just winning. She on. I think more of the hate is she just on. You know, it's what they say, the crown is heavy. You know what I mean? Or the heavy is the crown. You know what I mean?
Her and Tiger have been through so much as far as.
And they were waiting. They just couldn't wait for Tiger. They couldn't wait for Tiger to fail. And then when he did fail, now all of a sudden I've been seeing stuff. Oh, Tiger is needed back in the PGA because they're not making no money.
They ain't making
so
that
now
money.
They realize, you know. So it's they'll respect Serena. They'll understand what Serena was
going.
15, you know, 10 years from now. They might understand it immediately, depending
right.
on, you know, but they'll definitely understand
they ain't got
it. Because there's no one taking the crown. There's no one, you know, even trying to come close running with it. Like I said, she's 31, 32. That's senior citizen age in tennis.
Yep.
They start at 15,
yeah.
you know what I mean, and hit their peak at like 25. So she's doing something. So,
okay, well, let me ask you this question. We talked about her physique again.
I love it, though. If I tell you right now, I follow on my Twitter page. That might be my first little thing I look at in the morning.
shout out Robin Latile, Black Sports Online. You see that little picture for him? I'm like, hey, let me get on my Twitter. Okay, I agree with both of you guys. That might not be an issue with her attractiveness. However, Caitlyn Jenner is praised for how she looks. But yet, and let's be honest, she looks like a man. You are a man. You still like a boy, Damon.
That's the power of the LGBT community and for what agenda that they want to push.
So if Serena, if there was a homosexual person, same physique as Serena, we're not going to come at her.
No, they probably still would. That's still the same reason why we got they got the white gay pride here and they got the black gay pride here or the urban gay pride.
Mm-hmm.
No, they got the race issue don't matter. You know what I mean? Sex, whatever, blah, that creed, that's there. But the LGBT, when they want to push their agenda behind closed doors, they push their agenda. The agenda gets pushed. That's the reason why I can't wait till we get to this grinder girl. You know what I mean? But she's an agenda for them right now.
Copeland, close us out here on this issue. Serena Williams, that's your future baby mama wife.
I don't want no more kids even from her.
Okay, that's your future wife.
Future ex-wife. Gonna be after me, though.
I'm
going to
say
you.
This. I don't mean no disrespect, but I respect the LGBT, whatever it is. Did I say it right?
Yeah. It's a bunch of LGBT, Q.
I respect
them. Sorry.
I respect homosexuals. I respect everyone. But I refuse, and I've said this in previous shows, I refuse to give any more energy, time, effort, or breath
to
Caitlyn, Bruce, Bane, Jenner. I just can't do it.
Oh, hell no!
All right, man, we are going to keep it moving, man. Let's do one more topic at least.
Mr. Since Wayne.
We talked about the LGBTQ. They added some more letters. Whatever.
I think they're going to stay with GLAAD. I knew that one.
I know, right? They have to cover all their bases, I guess.
Damn. I knew that one.
Brittany Griner. We all know her, 6'8". I don't even, is she forward, center? I don't know.
She's center in the NBA.
Yeah. She's center in
the NBA. Come on, dude. She ain't no, you know
but
she's
she plays,
a center.
She plays mostly like a forward on the court.
Yeah, she
plays
like guitar. Outside the box.
Yeah. So, Brittany Griner and her estranged wife, Glory Johnson, was engaged August 14th of last year. They were both arrested April 22nd for domestic violence against each other. Less than 3 weeks later, they were married May 8th. June 5th, Johnson announced she's pregnant by Griner. Don't ask me no question about that. I don't know. One day later, Griner filed papers to annul the marriage after 28 days. And now court documents show that Griner alleges that Johnson has been texting her ex-boyfriend throughout their engagement, as well as having a sexual relationship with them, with a man while they were dating.
Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance.
I know Asa got something to say. I know I got something to say. So we're going to start with Marlon right now. What's your thoughts on this story real quick?
My thoughts on this story is I think the entire Brittany Griner and whatever her ex or whatever.
Gloria Johnson.
Situation. I think, to me, in my opinion, it makes domestic violence look, it makes domestic violence come off as a joke, and it makes it come off looking lighthearted when it's a very serious situation. And I think that it's just one of those situations that it doesn't quite sit well with me, because I've watched my mother, you know, go through that. I've seen so much in my lifetime, and it's a farce. Like, that's all I can say. I can't even give it that much energy, because it's just a joke from like the word go. I mean, they got into a fight, and then all of a sudden you announce that you are pregnant by a woman who has no possible way of producing sperm, even though her voice is deeper than mine.
This is true.
Let me tell you something. I like Brittany Griner a lot. I think I was one of the few people that said, oh, I actually think she's a cute young lady. What you talking about? Anyway, that's not
she's
important.
Handled. She's
but it's just one of those things where I just think it's really a sad case, and I think it takes away from the seriousness of domestic violence, because
mm-hmm.
they turned it into a joke. And I know we'll get a little bit deeper into it with the other side of it, but yeah, it's not as serious as I see all kind of jokes
yeah.
about it, and you know what I'm saying. I don't think that's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she got suspended for 9 games.
7 games.
Like,
seven games.
Was it seven?
Seven games from the WNBA.
Right.
Which I understood what WNBA was doing.
I don't.
I mean,
totally
I
disagree.
It's your biggest. That's
no,
your biggest.
I don't care. Go ahead.
Brittany Griner is your biggest draw. You got to protect your biggest draw from any controversy. Even though, here's my quick point, and then I'm jumping to Asa. You guys are pushing this lean in program so hard, but you are completely ignoring this story and the fact that, you know, it would be kind of smart if she kind of let the story go away. But they're not letting the story go away. It's staying live. Ace, I'm going to you.
What the W stand for in WNBA?
Women.
Okay.
Women's.
Who? So I talk about agenda. So I'm so disappointed in this story on so many levels with everybody. Everybody can get it. But like you said, domestic violence is not a joking matter.
Right.
So I have the WNBA, and we understand W stands for women.
Yeah.
And they were kind of outspoken, women. NFL heard it from all their lady fans. They heard it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
They heard what was going on with Ray Rice and that whole situation, and how could the NFL give him only 2 out of 16 games, which is the equivalent of 7 games of 34 if you do the math. You know what I mean? So they went through all that. Now, if you read you finally seen actual footage of Ray Rice knocking out his wife, but if you read the medical report of what happened to Gloria Johnson, Brittany could have been charged with aggressive assault.
Mm, okay.
She had, according to the medical reports, Gloria had a major concussion, head trauma, spinal injury. That ain't two people, you know what I mean? That's not two people having an argument and, you know, may have had a little light fisticuff that somebody needed to break it up. They were going at it. Now that I throw in Brittany Griner's past, because she had anger and violence problems at Baylor, she knocked out a girl in the locker room during the tournament.
Yeah,
she did something else on campus. So now I got an individual that has a past. Talking about double standards, this has been a man. I can use wide receiver Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah,
Terrell Owens. Ray Rice ain't played a damn cent. These guys, you know, they bring that up, and these guys lose their career. I got the WNBA. Once again, the W stands for women. I got a situation with domestic violence. You know, it's been passed now. I can marry the same sex. Spousal abuse. And they come up with 7 games?
Yeah.
and she played in the All-Star game,
yep.
And you got her on TV talking about she helping the kids, and like you said, and you got Lean In, and you got, are you serious? I don't got a goal to nothing other than double standards. If this was a guy,
yeah,
he would probably want to be in jail.
He would be banned.
And two, yeah. if this was the NBA, he wouldn't be, exactly, wouldn't be playing. If this was the NFL, we already know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Ray Rice, unfortunately, is the poster child. I feel bad for Ray Rice just because, you know, I don't feel bad for the circumstance he caught himself in. But there's nothing on Ray Rice prior to or after that says this guy has been anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, upstanding guy, you know what I mean?
We're going to get to Ray
so,
Rice. We're going to get to
you
Ray
know,
Rice.
But I look at, like I said, I look at Brittany just as an individual. She got a pass. This ain't her first time. And you give her seven games, and that's it? And I don't hear no outcry. I don't hear no yelling from women, just everyday women. Everyday
yeah.
women were fussing about Ray
yeah.
Rice. I don't hear nothing from everyday women fussing about Brittany Griner. I don't hear nothing from the LBG community fussing about Brittany Griner. You know what I mean? I don't hear nothing at all. It's
a shame. It's a mockery right
yeah.
now. It's a mockery.
So
right
the next
now.
Time somebody get their head knocked off, I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear it. I'm on my Drake. I don't want to hear it. Don't call me when we want to be friends.
We based off of what happened.
The video is the problem for Ray Rice, though.
I mean, yeah, we
don't
know.
Care about it.
I agree.
I haven't seen the video for my man down in Carolina. I read the transcript, though. I read that he threw the girl on the bed full
right.
of guns for
Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy that's now in the Cowboys from Carolina High.
Right.
I didn't see a video. I read the transcript. They read the transcript on TV. He choked her, threw her on some guns that were loaded, threw her around the house.
No, I read the
transcript, the medical reports for Gloria Johnson. Head trauma, spinal damage, severe concussion. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I didn't even give it any energy.
That's
bad.
But see, that's the thing. It should be given energy. And that's where, you know,
no,
it's touching on because there's a double standard here because it's not only is it one woman doing the abuse, which that's another double standard, but this is a lesbian couple, which is another issue.
So they married. It's a law now.
And you brought up Ray Rice. The funky part about
Did
Ray
she
Rice.
Stone Cold stun her or something?
Oh, man, they were throwing stuff, vases. Like, I heard the woman's 911 call. Like, she was terrified. She didn't know what to do.
Hello, police.
She hit her with a blunt object several
yeah.
times. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you mess around, hit the wrong place.
Yeah,
she's
does.
Paralyzed.
Dead
at worst.
Here's my point, and you kind of touched on it, and we've already acknowledged the clear double standard here. With Ray Rice, the beginning of Brittany Griner's story is exactly the same outside of a video, and we know exactly what Ray Rice did. Domestic violence. It was not one-sided. Both situations was two-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them went to jail. Both of them got married immediately after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's when they go in two different directions. Now, if Ray Rice took Brittany Griner's direction, got his girl pregnant, left her.
Even worse.
Left her.
Now, definitely, he'd be a scumbag. You know what I mean?
I'd be calling them
a scumbag.
Yeah, dirtiest of scumbags. But if Brittany Griner had did exactly what Ray Rice did, which is same, like even when they went through the courts, exact same outcome. They went through a certain little program to get that cleared up. Everything,
yeah,
exactly the same. She doesn't suffer what Ray Rice did.
Ah, well, look. And Ray Rice is in his prime, so I can't even say.
Ooh.
He's getting to 30 now, but it's been 2 years.
Let me tell you.
You know what I mean? Running backs don't get old until 30, 32. So now he ain't played in 2 years. He got just like, you know, McCoy didn't get used last year. He got some legs left.
As a Ravens fan, if there was any kind of, silver lining.
So you didn't like Ray?
No, I love Ray. What was it? 3.2 yards per game.
He was starting to slow down.
Yeah,
he was starting to slow down.
I almost wanted to hit him, like, because I ain't like I was getting a little upset with Ray as a Ravens fan.
I mean, I get you. I mean, like I said, you get a 30.
I hate the way he
down.
Got cut. You know, like what happened to get
right.
him cut. But if they just would have been like randomly like we're cutting Ray Rice, I wouldn't complain as a Ravens fan.
But he made it easier to get cut,
and that's fine. Okay, so we go by his stats slipping off. I get it. That's a business
move. To me, it was 2 years in a row.
I get it. It's a business move. But you can't tell me he wouldn't have got picked up. You know, he wouldn't have got a 1 year deal. You know what I mean? A year to year deal somewhere else at the league minimum or whatever. He would not
listen. Darren McFadden is a starting running back, a workhorse running back in the NFL right now. Can't nobody tell me that Ray Rice can't get a shot.
Bro, I'm going to go one better. Trent Richardson played in the NFL. I mean, like, last year was with the Colts. He wasn't their primary, but he was on their roster. I mean,
listen, I look at running back sometimes like quarterback. There's always 22 teams that need one.
Yeah, this is very true.
You're going to have your, you know, in your prime, the man that's going to carry the load, but you always need a second horse. You know, the Williams boy getting a second chance in Pittsburgh until Bell come back for two games. So you always need, you know what I mean? You just can't tell me he wouldn't have got picked up somewhere.
I'm like this, though. Like, okay. I like just like how you read the Brittany Griner transcript, or you saw it. Okay. And Mike and I have talked about this a lot. Years ago, Brandon Marshall, I remember reading his transcript and what happened with him and his wife.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall, she almost killed him, and he almost killed her. Like, Brandon Marshall was in the hospital for what, 2 months? He was in there for a minute.
I mean, he came out with a line and said he walked through a glass door and then.
Yeah, like, but since he got stabbed or something like that,
stabbed.
And lost a lot of blood. Or something.
He was in the hospital for a minute.
He got stabbed.
So, but see, the difference with that is there was no visual. Today's society is a visual society. You know, like.
But then you can't tell me music blurs my brain then, because I'm not seeing nothing.
No, no,
you know, you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
When it comes
to news, we are a visual society.
I get you.
Because just imagine if you saw Brandon Marshall and his old lady going at it, like, bah, 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 they just jugging each other like in prison, like on Oz or something. You'll be like, oh my God. You know, now I read it and I remember this. I remember calling him like, dude, did you read this? Like, Brandon Marshall and that chick is crazy.
Yeah.
And we conversed about it. And we was like, this is horrific. He going to get, like,
I get you.
Exiled.
I get you.
Didn't get exiled.
I get you. But, yeah, if it wound up on a Twitter feed with a video, then it gets showed over and over.
Charlie Murphy walk about, ta-da.
But, see, here's the point I want to interject here. The reason why there is a double standard is because the media has made a lot of these cases visual. With Brittany Griner, nobody can tell me half of what happened that night.
Can I say something?
Hold on, let me finish. Nobody can say half of what happened that night.
Okay.
We barely scraping the surface of what Hope Solo did.
Oh, yes.
Barely. With
multiple times.
With Greg Hardy, with Ray McDonald, with Ray Rice. Look, I don't want to count Ray Rice because there was actual visual. Greg Hardy, Ray McDonald. Let's just take them two sitting.
I'm
to
afraid
the
of Hope Solo.
Yeah.
As a man, I'm afraid of her.
Okay. Greg Hardy, Ray McDonald, they described every step of the way so much it made it visual. People actually touched. They said, man, I've experienced this before. I've seen this before. It made people touch with it. Then Brittany Griner, all they say is, they don't even say domestic violence anymore.
They say
domestic dispute.
Yeah.
But you know, the difference is nobody. I watch it, and a few people watch it, but nobody really cares about the WNBA. That's the problem.
But I feel that, the WNBA can't link themselves to the NBA, and I can't, and then you can't have, and this is just that, and then the general public, and then I can't have, you know, like I said, I can't be this Sunday, or the next couple, when Sunday's coming up, watching the game.
Right.
I can't be sitting next to a woman complaining about any dude in the NFL that's playing this season. When I heard absolutely nothing from you during the summer about Hope Solo and Brittany Griner. Absolutely nothing.
True.
So, you know what I mean? And like you said, they go out of their way on certain individuals. We going to say men. They go out of their way to make sure you understand the gravity of the situation. Whereas they don't, like, you know, you're saying they don't go to that extent. is the, but the WNBA should be, it should be the gold standard of what happens when, you
yes.
know, because they're women. It's the,
yes.
W you stands understand. For women. So I can look at the WNBA and be like, they took their star player and gave her the season.
And she said she ain't paying child support.
And
do something about
and
it.
You know, and then they put her in whatever programs or had her
yeah.
walk around the circuit or whatever. Because that's the other thing. They got, who was it that they made go on the Ray Rice. They made him do
community service.
Well, go to Pacific kind of nonprofit organization.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They basically make you go. No, well, in this case with Michael Vick, they made him do.
They definitely
the PTA. You know, now he got to go to kids and talk about you don't you know kill dogs or dog fight or whatever. You know, so Brittany Griner should have got the 34 games. She should have been the poster child for domestic violence reform,
mm-hmm.
and the WNBA sends a strong message to for women, period. You know what I mean? And to all the other sports, we don't tolerate it, nor shall you.
Okay.
If they tolerate it, I don't want to hear nothing from the – if he knocks somebody's head off, he gets to play till it's time for him to go to court, and then based on the court decision, whether or not he's not playing. I don't want to hear, you know, stripping him of his games, and he got to sit out or whatever. I don't want to hear the general public you know what I mean?
Let me make this statement, and then we're going to go to the phone calls. Again, 347-215-9490 if you want to call. We're going to actually go back to Kim's call and just get her a statement, and then we're going to do our For the People segment and close out. The funny part about the Brittany Griner situation – they would just had the WNBA All-Star Game. I know. According to Mark, I mean, not even according to Mark. We know. It's not that popular. She was doing, you know, just playing around trying to dunk the ball. And who was rebounding for her was an ESPN analyst. I didn't hear, who's your enemy on ESPN? What's old girl name? The one you can't stand.
She on Sports Nation.
The one that goes at Stephen A. every time. She goes at every male person.
The one on, she's on Sports Nation.
Michelle Beadle.
Michelle Beadle.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Michelle Beadle say one thing. And I'm telling you now.
My mortal enemy.
I hope if y'all hear this and you know somebody that knows somebody that knows her, you let her
know
this part right here. You are the biggest hypocrite because you should have been calling out your ESPN counterpart for rebounding for this domestic abuser that's refusing to pay child support.
See, black men ain't the only deadbeat. Spermless women are deadbeat.
I can't.
let's actually jump to some phone calls really quick. We're going to jump to
She Kim. Might produce sperm.
We're going to jump to Kim's phone call. Let's see. Let's
what's
give
the,
her
what's
five
the
minutes.
Hotmail account so they can send all that hate mail to y'all.
I know, right? They're going to get you.
I like Brittany Griner. I'm just joking. I like Brittany Griner.
All right, we're going to jump to
the
Kim's
ball
phone
player.
Call. Let's speak with her for a little moment. Kim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
I know we said a bunch, but just give us a little thought on some of the things that we talked about.
All right. Well, going all the way back for a moment to the football player with the party. Did y'all hear about Leonardo DiCaprio throwing a similar one? Like he just like last week put it out there about the open invitation, but it was so beautiful. I mean, he explicitly said beautiful women only, like no ugly people allowed. He put it on the invite. Did y'all hear about that?
I didn't hear about
it. I did. I heard about it.
Yeah.
But
so
the difference
Yeah, after the fact, you know, he took all these pictures of indeed these so-called beautiful women to the point where everybody wasn't, you know, wasn't nobody mad at Leo for that. Not at all. Like, he got all kind of praise and, you know, mad props for it. So I just wanted to throw that out there just to see if y'all had heard about Leo's party for pretty women only. And then as far as the Brittany Griner, that situation, okay, so, yeah, it's definitely a double standard when it comes to on paper and the fallout behind it, the difference between the two. So the nature of a double standard is that in, you know, how things are supposed to be on paper versus how things are in reality, you know. And so in reality, I can just say that one of the reasons, you know, be it wrong or right, one of the reasons that it gets downplayed is because we're talking about two women fighting each other. And we're talking, so there's no unfair advantage. I heard you talk about the medical report, but like you know, they both got arrested. They was fighting each other. So there's no unfair advantage when it's two women fighting. So imagine if Sam's or whoever else would want to be gay in these professional sports, men-wise. If we had heard about a male gay domestic violence, just think about it for a second. Male gay domestic violence situation in football, in basketball. To a degree, because of the fact that there's no unfair advantage, there are two men fighting each other, like it is two women fighting each other. That's the nature of the reason why.
I would argue with Brittany Griner has an unfair advantage.
Well, I mean, I heard the medical report and everything, but by virtue of the fact that they both got charges for fighting each other. And, you know, and yeah, I mean, I know that different physicalities or whatnot, but in terms of a real unfair advantage of a man and all of his testosterone and everything, asserting that energy, that force against a woman who, no matter what, you know, is he's stronger than. That's the unfair advantage that gets the upplay, you know, when it comes to domestic violence. Two women fighting each other, or two,
not you in particular. This is what women have fought for, to be looked at as equal.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is
what on
the LGBT community has looked at to be taken as equal. So when you
that's why I say on paper it's supposed to go down the same. That's why I said because they fought for the on paper it's supposed to go down the same. So that's, you know, again, this is why we're talking, calling it an unfair or a double standard. On paper, yeah, it's supposed to go down the same, but the reason why it doesn't, or the reason why it doesn't come off that way, the reason why it doesn't get so hyped, one of the main reasons is because we're talking about two women fighting each other. Like we would be talking about two men fighting each other in a domestic violence situation. It doesn't look, it's the same reason why we think it's so horrible for a grown person, man, woman, to exert that force on a child. It's an unfair physical advantage. And that's the reason why it gets so much, you know, more uproar, you know, when it comes, more outrage about it, the unfair advantage part. So, yeah, they have equal rights and all this and that, and they should be treated good or bad, you know, equally under the law, da da da. But I'm just saying, to further explain or to illuminate why you won't hear such an outrage about that on that level, is because it's just not looked at as the same type of unfair physical advantage as it is when a man is hitting on a woman.
Thank you so
much. It may not be right.
Kim, thank you so much.
It may not be right, but
I appreciate that so much. We're up against the break. We got to keep moving. Kim, let me tell you something. We always appreciate when you call in and you give us your opinion. It's always A1. So thank you again.
You're welcome. I'm enjoying the show, guys. Keep listening.
Thank you. We're doing a little bit. And because we up against the break, man, that was a great time, man. We could have went on for another hour talking about that. But we can't, man. We have to go to our For the People segment. You know, that's the segment where you, the people, a For Home Field Advantage, you guys get to ask us any question that you like. We have to answer it on the fly. Of course, that segment is brought to you by 4-8 Media.
Calling all independent and unsigned artists, producers, DJs, models, and photographers. Do you want to gain more exposure? Need to build a buzz? Then check out 4-8 Media and submit to be featured on 4-8media.com. Send your request to info@4-8media.com. That's F-O-U-R, the number 8, media.com. You can also find 4-8 Media on Facebook and Twitter. Just search the number 4, E-I-G-H-T, Media. 4-8 Media.
And again, 4-8 Media is brought to you by City Boy South. Let's jump right into it. Sean Russell, faithful listener for Home Field Advantage Community. Again, you can always submit us questions via email, but a lot of them come through our For Home Field Advantage Sports Trash Talk page on Facebook. Sean asked the question, which do you think had a bigger impact on Tiger Woods' decline, his ugly divorce or changing his swing coach? Really quick, let's start with Asa.
Divorce. Family life. It ain't, you know, and then taking away all his girls.
That too. Copeland, what you got?
I would say neither. I think it's him not being able to live the same lifestyle that he's been accustomed to for many years, which is being out there with a bunch of women and stuff.
I partially agree with you. I think it was his not the same lifestyle. It was a different thing away from what he was doing, which includes his swinging coach.
He's changed those many a time throughout
his career. But it was one that made a big difference.
No.
Sorry, just did to me.
He had about 30 of them. I'm serious. Go through it.
One that made a huge impact.
What, Fluff?
And there was big
Fluff was
I forgot what his name was.
The one that ratted them out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. That's all we have for the people segment. We're going to end the show really quick. Before we end the show, we want to thank Asa for joining the show.
Yes, sir.
Tell us where we can find you and where we can find your show.
All right. Before I even say that, I appreciate y'all guys having me on, man. And hope you invite me back again soon. Once again, I'm Asa. I'm one half of DNA Sports Talk. We're on every Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On smashmountfm.com, but you can just go to the website, www.dnasportstalk.com, and you'll find all the information there. But we're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Just put in DNA Sports Talk, and it'll all pop up. But once again, man, I want to appreciate you guys for having me on. I've enjoyed myself. Always good to sit back and chop it up with like minds.
It is. There it is. And again, Rashad Davis will be back next week.
Maybe.
All right, Davis will be back next week, man. Back to the same old, but you know how we end the show. We always like to give our final four thoughts. Copeland, you're up.
My final four thought would be I really have a problem with today's society with the whole, like, our focus as far as what we need to be focusing our energy at. And, I mean, me as an individual, I know I need to, there are things I want to do, and I have procrastinated, and I need to get to it because I don't like seeing, what happened to Sandra Bland. I don't like seeing what happened to Eric Garner. It's so many other cases that just has, like, just physically messed me up mentally. You know, I got a 10-year-old that I have to protect and be there for, and I need to do more. But on a side note, I did have a question: who would win a fight between Jason Collins and Don Ameche? That's all I have.
Oh my God, Jesus!
What's your Hotmail account again, man? You didn't tell me your Hotmail account, so you get this hate mail, man.
That was Marlon Copeland, okay? Marlon.
M-A-R-L-U-N. That would be like Northstar versus Aquaman, wouldn't it?
Oh my God.
I tell you.
Whatever his Hotmail account is, I'll look him up.
Listen, for my final four, really quick, man, I have to talk about former Atlanta Hawk Josh Smith, where he came out and said that the 1.5 with the 5.4 from Detroit would not be enough to take care of his family, and he's going to have to make adjustments, and everybody is slandering him. Listen, that man was used to making $12 to $15 million a year. I want to see you get your money cut in half, salary, hourly, or whatever it is, and see how fast you don't bring up your family and how you can take care of your home. If you make $12 an hour flipping burgers and they come to you and say, we're going to pay you $6 and we expect you to ball out.
If you make $12 flipping burgers, I want that job.
And they say, I'm going to give you $6 an hour. I know for a fact you're going to lose your mind, and we're probably going to see you on Channel 2 News. So y'all lay off Josh Smith. That man actually said the right thing for a change. And coming from Atlanta, we always hear him say something stupid. Man, that's our show for today, man. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at @4HFAdvantage. Same thing for Instagram. You can also follow us on Facebook, For Home Field Advantage Sports Talk and For Home Field Advantage Sports Trash Talk. And you can always, always reach Marlon. If you got some slander for him, you just contact him on Facebook, because Michael didn't say none of that stuff. I'm just saying. Again, man, we appreciate it for joining the show. I appreciate Drake for dropping some actual bars instead of tweeting. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. My goodness.
Back to back.
We out.